Big 89, WLS.
The key point for Movember, amongst other things, is prostate cancer and prostate cancer survival. Mm-hmm. A survivor the same as Congressman LaShawn Ford, representing the Illinois 8th, who joins us now. Happy pre-Thanksgiving, LaShawn Ford.
Happy pre-Thanksgiving to you, too. Thank you so much.
You got a sweet mustache or a goatee going?
I got a goatee, and I can't grow a big mustache, but, you know, I'm doing my best for Movember.
Yeah, I believe it's our duty.
It is.
All right, now, listen, our own John DeCause on the show here has been dealing with prostate cancer for a couple of years and is on the good side of it as well, but update everybody on your health.
Well, you know what? I am free of prostate cancer because, as they say, early detection saved lives, and I was able to get a PSA, and my PSA level was high, extremely high, and it led to more tests, and the further tests determined that we need to be aggressive at getting rid of the prostate cancer. And it's been a few years now that my PSA level is where it should be, and that is almost zero. And that's what men want to have.
That's
for
you. Awesome. And you were under 50. I mean, you were, and still are, of course, a young man. But when
I'm over 50 now.
Yeah, but at the time, did you make that a routine test, or did you think, you know what, I better be proactive with this?
That's a good question. I was proactive and I advocated for myself because the mainstream health says that men should not really get a prostate exam and screenings until they're 55. Mm. But, you know, there are also studies out there that show that black men normally can contract prostate cancer earlier than 55.
Yeah. Sure, I did not know that. So statistics for African-American men are more likely to get it younger.
Yes. And my doctor actually said, as aggressive and how large the prostate cancer was in my prostate, I may have had it even as early as my early 40s.
Okay.
And so it's important that all men advocate for themselves as early as possible. You guys know Michael Tyler from Friends. He actually died of prostate cancer at 59.
Yep.
Oh, God.
And he waited too late. And I read something and saw an interview that he did where his wife would tell him early on, get your prostate cancer screen. He never did. And after he began to have complications is when he had exams and found out it was a little too late that spread.
You can't wait. It is one of the, it may be statistically the most curable, but it's certainly one of the most curable cancers if you get it early. And the notion is, if your body's telling you something, it's telling you something you ought to be doing, and you're going, I don't want to go to the doctor, I might get bad news. Yeah. Well, guess what? You better go find out, because if it's bad news, you're going to want to deal with it, and you might get good news as well. So we as men, Congressman, are terrible patients and terrible at taking care of ourselves.
You're right, and you made a strong point that it's one of the diseases that is curable. 99% of prostate cancer, if it's detected early enough, is curable. So that's big for men, and I think that men should understand how great science is for us. And many times men say all the examples and all of the attention goes to women. Well, we have Movember now, where men are the highlight of good health.
Yeah, and you're doing something that we want people to know about. It's the Men's Health Moment in Movember, talking about the same this afternoon, 3 to 6. It is part of the event, a town hall tonight as well. We'll link this so you can take a look at the whole thing. But anyway, you're going to be there. Dr. Nelson Bennett, Jr., urology at Northwestern Medicine. Michael Collins, founder of Run From Prostate Cancer. Brian Tucker, Begin Again Chicago Life Coach. I mean, a whole bunch of folks who can speak to this. Your symptoms, were they the traditional symptoms? You're getting up 20 times a night to pee, or did you have other problems?
No, I had no problems. That's what men have to understand, that you don't have symptoms. If you have symptoms of prostate cancer, that means that you might have waited too late. You can have what you call a swollen prostate, which doesn't mean that you have prostate cancer. It just means that your prostate is enlarged. And most men, the older you get, your prostate enlarges anyway. So even if you have to get up in the middle of the night and have to use the washroom a lot, it doesn't mean that you have prostate cancer.
Right.
But every man should know that there is a chance that they will have prostate cancer because it's just the way it is. Mm-hmm.
6 in 10 of men over 65 can be diagnosed and likely will be diagnosed. It's rare in men under 40, but as the congressman said, black men run a much higher risk of getting it younger. So again, we'll link the press release on this Movember event. But I tell you what, if you are a woman who loves a man and you're worried about him, you're a man who loves a man and you're worried about him, or you're a man who loves yourself and you're worried about
him.
Get checked.
Right.
Get checked. It's not the most pleasant experience you'll ever have, but guess what? It's you need to know. Mm-hmm. It's part of being a grown up.
And it is. And it's, the first exam is just a PSA. And
right.
That's just blood work. And today, Near North Health event is going to make sure that they allow for free screening. So they're going to give free screenings today. It's going to be at Near North Health at North and Call Center, 1520 North Call Center Avenue. And it's a collaboration, as you mentioned, Northwestern Memorial Hospital and Near North Health going to be hosting this event today from 3 to 6.
That's awesome. Okay, before we let you go, Representative Ford, I know stopping the opioid crisis has been at the forefront of your platform. And over this summer, you were calling for the overdose prevention sites in the city and in Oak Park, the safe sites. Have those gotten off the ground?
You know, they have not. We still have not been able to pass the legislation in Springfield. It's House Bill 2, and we're still pushing it. And we're working with the feds to see if we can get some momentum to try to get an overdose prevention site here in Chicago.
That's great.
Now, who's fighting it and why?
Law enforcement is against it. And there's also, you know, the people that are against any type of drug use. You know, people believe that these sites are actually places where people go in to just use drugs.
Yeah, which is naive.
Right. They're going to use drugs on the street in the alley and die. We actually know that these overdose prevention sites are medical settings where people go in and receive treatment, and they also receive linkage to care for behavior health and substance use disorders. So we're going to continue to push the overdose prevention site in Illinois. It's working in New York, and it's working internationally.
I'm appealing to all men, as you have, LaShawn Ford. I'm telling you right now, if your wife is nagging you and bugging you about getting your prostate checked, do it so you can be around a long time so she can nag you and bug you some more about other stuff. Stay alive, stay healthy, and God bless you, man. Stay healthy.
All right, thank you. And once it's important to know, 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed in a lifetime. Black men.
Yeah. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Thanks,
all right, be well.
Thank
Let us
so
know
much.
When you want to talk about stuff. You know, we're on every morning. I'm not getting up for my health.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
See you, LaShawn.